Hey guys, welcome back to Dream Footballers Podcast. This is episode 20, and today we're going to be talking about what a shooting session consists of for us personally, and what you guys can do, and tips and stuff to create a solid shooting session for yourself.
Yeah. So basically, there's different types of shots and like finishes. So we'll just go through the different types, and within a shooting session, you should probably include at least two of them, just so you're not only working on one type of shot, because in the game you'll never know what type of shot you'll get. So first off is like finishing. So that would be like 1v1s with the keeper. So that would be more like a striker. So like as a striker, you'd want to work on more finishing.
Finishing is mostly like stuff that you would work on inside the box.
Yeah.
Usually crosses, like take a touch, quick touch, and finish far posts or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's all finishing. But the main thing with like all shooting drills, I just want to say real quick, is that every shooting drill should be intense and it should be game realistic. So you shouldn't be juggling, doing around the world, and then shooting a ball. That's not a drill to improve your shooting. So just keep it realistic. So always try and find something you've done in a game personally and then use that as a base to become a good drill for yourself.
Right. And if you have a partner, it helps a lot. You can do a lot of different variations like passing combos. And also if you have a keeper, if you have a friend who's a keeper or, you know, your teammate, try to get him out as much as possible whenever you're doing a shooting session. And because that will help you improve a lot more rather than just shooting on an empty net.
Yeah, and I know like money can be hard to come by and stuff, but I would recommend investing in 8 to 10 balls for yourself, because me and Dan, I mean, we've bought maybe like what 5 of the balls we actually have.
The rest of them we've like found at the fields
or stuff like that. So just always be on the lookout for a free ball. And that's a good basis, because that allows you to get more reps in and stuff while you're doing your drills.
Yeah, and that allows you to spend less time on the field collecting them and stuff, and just takes way too long. Yeah. So, yeah, you want to make sure you have, I would say, I don't know, at least 10 balls. Like, that's a good number. but anyway, back to the types of finishing. So when we're finishing, so that's more like strikers, cross into the box, one-time finishes, one-on-one with the keeper. And then next would be like long shots, so like power shots, and that would be more geared towards, midfielders. So
midfielders and center backs, and if they want to step up into it, stuff like that.
So those would be probably about five yards off the 18, about in and around, not in the box though. And then
probably the most important.
Right.
This.
Yeah.
Different variations of shots around the 18. So I'd say when watching soccer, like around the 18 and inside is where most of the shooting happens, because you're lowering your chances greatly the further you move away from the goal. And these drills have to be intense. You can't take these for granted. You always should be doing these drills when you're doing shooting, I feel like, because this is the most common area of the field to get those shots. And the more proficient you are in that area, the more success you'll have.
Yeah, and you'll be a threat to the other team. If you can put a ball in the corner from in and around the 18, like, no team will want to play you. So if you can make that a strong point in your game, then that can make you dangerous, and that can make you more valuable to coaches and teams who are looking for players. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. And the last type of shot is volleys, and I love a good volley.
Oh, boy. Wow. But don't do them too much.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun, but like, and it's good to work on the technique, but you want to work on the technique instead of just trying to smash them in the net. And, you know, there's full volleys and half volleys, and they don't really happen too much in a game, but, you know, you want to make sure you're prepared and you know the technique for that one time in the game when it does happen and you need to finish off your chance.
Yeah, and just going off of that technique, that is by far the most important aspect of your shooting. You can have the strongest legs in the world, but if you don't have good technique, you'll never find success with your shot in the long run. And that's something you have to be focusing on during these drills is your technique. Finishing, there's a very certain type of technique you need. You have to have the whole body working together to do that. Power shots. Power is more about technique than the actual power itself.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's more about the technique you use rather than how strong your legs are.
Yeah.
100%.
And same with volleys. Like, if you have good technique with your volleys,
it'll go fast.
It'll go good.
So with these shooting sessions, like, if you're a striker, you obviously want to be doing these all the time because that's your job. You need to score goals and you need to have a good finish. And when you get that one chance in the game, you need to bury it or else you're not doing your job for the team. And then moving back, midfielders, especially like attacking mids, you'd probably want to do this a lot as well. And even like regular center mids, you want, like a six, you'd probably want to work on your long shots more so than your finishing. So again, it just depends on what position you are and like how much you should be doing shooting. Take how much you shoot, how many shots you get in a game on average, and just think about it. Like, how much do I need to practice this so I can, you know, take my chances in the game?
Yeah, and every position should practice every single kind of finishing. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying, like, defenders, how many times in the game are you going to get into the box and have a service? Like, not as much, not half as much as a attacker would. Right. So just know your place on the field and know what you should be working on more and more.
Train. But
always train the little things also.
Yeah, train according to your position, but don't neglect
every other
aspect of the game, because you'll never know. You'll get that one chance, and you haven't worked on shooting in 6 months, and you sky it over the net. So, you know, you want to have a good base, but then once you have a good base, you know, train those areas that you need for your position and that make you valuable in your position, rather than things that don't really pertain to your position, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, we're going to talk about one of the most important things about shooting is do not overdo it. This shooting puts a lot on your body. Every time you hit the ball, a lot of things happen in your legs, your abs, everything. And if you constantly do that over and over to a point where your body can't handle it, you're just bound to get hurt. And that's where recovery comes into that, too. You should always recover very good after a shooting session because it does do a toll on your body and your legs. And I can tell from personal experience, like, after a shooting session, if you don't recover properly, you'll be so like sore and you'll just feel so bad after because you're increasing your risk of injury and not recovering properly.
Yeah, it puts a lot of stress on your adductors, your groins, your hip flexors, and your quads. So, you know, we found in the past that after we do a shooting session, we're usually a little bit sore in the adductors. So again, like Joe said, you're doing the same motion over and over again, so you don't want to overdo it. And you want to keep, like we said in the beginning, you want to keep the drill short and intense. And you don't want to overdo, the shooting because again, that can be stressful on your legs.
Yeah. So me and Dan, we don't have like any rules or anything, but normally our shooting sessions go for about 2 hours, I would say. Maybe 2 hours and 30
again,
minutes.
It's not 2 hours of training. It's 2 hours at the field.
Yeah.
It's probably about an hour and 15 minutes of actual training.
And the other hour is resting or collecting the balls,
getting
stuff
balls,
like that.
Yeah. Warming up, cooling down, etc.
Yeah. So just, you should always be intense, short, sharp with your shooting drills. That's the main thing. You should always do that. And if you think about those three things and your technique, I guarantee you'll improve on your shooting.
And make sure they're game realistic. Again, try to get a keeper if you can. Try to get a partner if you can, because that will just make it that much more game realistic and intense. And you can do give and goes and stuff like that. You don't just want to get 10 balls, stand at the edge of the 18, roll them in front of you and shoot, because does that really happen in the game? No, it doesn't. So, you know, try to make it as game realistic as you can. And again, don't overdo it. But again, do it how much your position requires for you to work on it.
Okay, I think that wraps up for this episode. If you guys have any questions, just feel free to contact us on our Instagram. It's at Journey Footballers, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.